Hi, I'm Carl DeDuce. What do the Ford Model A, the Duesenberg SSJ Speedster, and a Willys MBG all have in common? If you said they're old, you're right. But there's something else that ties these iconic vehicles together, and it's related to our first topic today on CNN 10. That topic is computer chips. These cars ain't got 'em. Today's cars do, dozens of them. They're not just found in the touchscreen infotainment systems that replaced the buttons and switches you played with as a little kid. Keyless entry, engine operation, anti-lock brakes, automatic transmissions, airbag systems. All of these are controlled with semiconductors, computer chips. And one of the many strange ripple effects of the coronavirus pandemic is a global shortage of these chips. About 12% of them go to car makers, and the automotive industry is worth trillions of dollars worldwide. So if car makers can't get chips into their vehicles and then can't produce them as quickly as they used to, economic problems could result around the world. The makers of these semiconductors shut down temporarily because of the pandemic, but they're back up and running now. So you'd think that would have just caused a delay in the production of things that use them. But with more people spending more time at home last year, demand for computer chips went through the roof as consumers bought new computers, TVs, and game consoles. So now, car makers are having trouble getting the ones they need for new vehicles.